Section 3. You will listen to a talk by an architect. First, take some time to look at the questions in Task 1. As you listen to the talk, answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to today's talk, where we delve into the fascinating relationship between climate and architecture. Climate influences the way we design, build, and maintain our structures. And in this episode, we'll explore the main climatic factors that shape architectural design, along with the latest research in this field. We'll also look at how modern practices are adapting to these environmental challenges. When architects design buildings, they must consider a range of climatic elements. These can include temperature fluctuations, humidity, pollution, and more. Acid rain, for example, is a significant issue in many cities. If buildings are not properly designed to withstand this, the paint can peel off and steel structures can corrode. In areas with acid rain, stone statues and sculptures can experience erosion, losing their intricate details over time. One of the most significant impacts of climate on architecture is pollution. If a building is located in an area with high levels of air pollution, the materials used in construction can be damaged much more quickly. For example, smog and industrial emissions can lead to the discoloration of facades and the degradation of materials. If architects ignore these factors, buildings will likely deteriorate much faster, costing both time and money in repairs. Another key factor is humidity, which can have both positive and negative impacts on buildings. In humid environments, the materials used must be moisture resistant to prevent mold growth and decay. If the right materials are not chosen, the building could suffer from serious damage over time. So, how are modern architects responding to these challenges? With the latest research in climatic design, we now have more advanced materials and techniques that can resist the damaging effects of climate. For example, new paints and coatings are being developed to prevent peeling and corrosion from acid rain. Additionally, green roofs and cool roofs are being used to reduce heat absorption and improve energy efficiency. If architects continue to integrate these modern materials and sustainable practices into their designs, we could significantly reduce the long-term impacts of climate on buildings, while ensuring that the structures remain durable and functional. In conclusion, climate plays a crucial role in shaping the design and construction of structures. If we don't consider climatic influences in architecture, the long-term durability of buildings will be compromised. However, with ongoing research and modern practices, architects can mitigate these effects, ensuring that the buildings are more resilient to the environmental challenges they face. Thank you for tuning in today. Stay tuned for more discussions on how architecture is evolving to meet the challenges of a changing world.